Okay, today we're in the office of Jornali di Barga News. We have a visitor to Barga who I've just met sitting outside Aristo's Bar. Aristo's Bar, which is probably the unofficial cultural centre of Barga. If you want anything done or you want to know anything or you just want to see Barga life, the best advice that we can give to people is just sit at Aristo's Bar and the world comes to you, basically. And this morning the same thing happened, sitting there. A visitor arrives. We're going to talk to him, find out what it is that brings him to Barga, and we'll start with his name, please.
My name is Dennis Firestone. I guess the only thing that makes me notable in this part of the world would be the fact that I raced cars in the United States for 17 years. Seven of those 17 were in Indianapolis-type cars. I was Rookie of the Year in 1980 and had won national championships in two different other series over the years. So if you go back in the ancient history, I at one time was a fairly well-known race car driver, maybe not like a Mario Andretti or Bobby Unser, but certainly well-known for those that studied racing. Actually, what I really do for a living is own a trucking company in Southern California. And we transport goods throughout the western United States. I was lucky enough to be at a golf tournament fundraiser 2 years ago. And one of the auction items was a visit to an apartment for a week in Barga. And I thought, how unusual. That would be a great excuse to go back to Italy. I've been here twice before. Love the countryside. But Barga was something new and unusual.
Did you know where Barga was? Did you know anything about Barga? Absolutely nothing. So
no clue.
It was an apartment in Barga.
Yes. It said Tuscany. So I said, well, I know Tuscany. Right. I can understand the territory. Yeah. Let's find out. So I ended up winning that that particular bid. And we couldn't find time to make the trip until just here this. Obviously now, it's been 2 years while we've been putting this trip together. And as we got closer, and I started studying the region and the actual city of Barga, it was so interesting that it's a very unique little area.
Yes.
It's a walled city that, actually, we just arrived, so I'm just kind of seeing my way around right now. But it has a lot of interesting and unique characteristics. It looks like it was at one time a very wealthy area, maybe still is.
Yeah. Well, 10,000 people live in the Comune of Barga, not in the old town. That takes in the new part of the town and Fornaggi down at the bottom of the valley and some of the villages around. There's 10,000 people. But I think there are 12 banks in the Comune of Barga. If you divide 10,000 by 10, 12 banks for 10,000 people, that's a huge amount of banks.
Yes.
So somewhere, money is around. So it certainly was, and certainly 500 years ago when it was really at its height in the Florentine Medici era, it was certainly a very, very rich place. Lots of stuff going on. So what are your first impressions here? What do you think?
Beyond that, typically we, myself and my wife, when we're visiting other countries, we don't spend much time in any one place. We kind of just travel, rent a car, and just go from place to place. And this is the first time that we've ever kind of planted ourselves in one area and really kind of soaked up the environment and the community, and that's been very enjoyable to see.
Well, you've
and
just
learn.
Put your finger on probably the main central point of Barga, and it's the time, it's slowness, it's the you have to sit and wait and slow down.
Yeah.
And just wait.
And it's been 2 days.
It will come to you.
We're still slowing down. We haven't got to the level necessary yet to enjoy it, I think, but we're getting close. We'll be here for another 2 days, and then we're going to head off to Cinque Terre area?
Cinque Terre. Out by the sea.
And then that'll be near the end of the trip. Mm. But we've really enjoyed just kind of taking it out of gear for a while and slowing down.
You've got precisely what Baga's about. It's a slow city. It's famous as a slow city. It's actually officially a slow city where people slow down.
Yeah. We went to a fundraiser last night and really got to see and meet much of the local community. It was an event on an arena up here that's, what was the name of the event? It was a fundraiser for the church. Mm. Great. Must have had 500 people there pitching in, volunteers and the rest.
Great.
Great deal. Enjoyed it.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you for sharing your experiences and why you were coming to Baga. We're always interested to see how people actually arrive, because there are so many coincidences going on of people that arrive for various reasons.
Yes.
It's very strange.
Do you have many U.S. visitors?
Yes, we're starting to become... there are more coming now. When the wars were going on, it became a bit difficult for the Americans to move around Europe. Now it's getting easier for them to move around again. Yeah, most Americans were coming... Well, not most. Some Americans were coming here with rucksacks with the Canadian flag on and not the American flag to move around.
Our economy is still in the doldrums, so it'll be a while before we back on our feet. Interestingly, one of the trips we made to Italy before, we visited the town of Lucca, which is just...
Yeah, just down the road.
Yeah, down the road. And here, Borgo was just,
just sitting
arm
there.
Reach away. Yeah. We never would have ever wandered up this canyon along that river through that beautiful bridge that crosses the river. Yeah. I mean, just the sights just...
So what you're saying is you had to go back to the States to win a ticket. To come all the way back again 2 years later, just to go up the valley from Lucca to Baga.
Yeah.
That way it works.
All by chance.
It works by chance. It's incredible. Okay, thank you very much.
No, thank you.